Chicken, give to CITR's Fun Drive 2010. Call 604-UBC-UNIT or visit CITR.ca to make your donation.
Hey, hey, this is Blaine from the Accused, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Dynamite, indeed. Wow, let me scream out all the words I need to say to you that way. Haha, that was Adrian Young as remixed by Sucker Punch, and that was his take. Or at least that was the theme from the movie Black Dynamite, a wonderful blaxploitation love affair slash spoof that came out last year. Fantastic find on DVD if you can pick that up. And you should ideally be able to pick that up no matter where you go. Pardon me as I cue up this wonderful bit of music that was just appearing here. My word. Anyways, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. This is Exploding Head Movies. I'm Gak. Call us, 604-822-8648. Pledge now. Go online, www.citr.ca/donate. Vancouver, how are you doing? Hopefully you're able to stay warm. Computer listeners, hopefully you're able to relax right now as you're picking up the podcast in time. Maybe you're catching the streaming on the website. But do give us a shout here. Fun Drive is on until Thursday afternoon here in Pacific Standard Time. Current total is $13,935.87. So what we're listening in the background right now is something that you can pick up if you pledge $30 minimum. This is one of the fantastic compilations that we have on disposal here. And giving away in the next 90 minutes or so, this is through the Vampasol label. This is from the R&B Hip Shakers Volume 1, nicknamed Teach Me the Monkey, featuring R&B Early Soul from the Federal and King Vaults, compiled by Downtown Soulville host DJ Mr. Fine Wine through WFMU, a fine radio station in the New Jersey area. And this is Freddie King in the background. This is Texas Oil. So we have a couple other CDs here available for you if you pledge a minimum donation of $30, all through Vampasol, picked up by our wonderful music director here at CITR 101.9 FM, that's Luke Meat, on a recent trip that he made to Madrid. So it's not all vacation for us. Anytime we go out into the world, we always try to collect new music that you can listen, enjoy, and pick up. So what we're going to do is we're going to listen to something from Black Merida. They're also on Vampasol as well, too. This is off the Force of Nature EP. And this is also available to you as well, too. So we're going to listen to a bit of my inspiration, and then we're going to cut over into a little bit of Peruvian funk from the 60s. So here is Black Merida with my inspiration. Do call us, 604-822-8648. Hop online, www.citr.ca. I'll be back to talk a bit more about what CITR offers you. We'll be right back. you play anything off this compilation of experimental Peruvian guitar tropical sounds, it immediately boosts the temperature in your room easily by 5 to 10 degrees. So this is Cumbia Beat Volume 1. This is off the Vampasol label. We're listening to El Avispón with Silvestre Montes. Or actually, sorry, it's... Wow, that's what I get for reading things fast. It's Silvestre Montes y sus Guantanameros with El Avispón. We're listening a little bit of Los Orientales de Paramonga. And before that, we heard some Black Merida. We heard a little bit of background there from Teach Me to Monkey, R&B Hip Shakers. If you pledge $30 to CITR during this fun drive number 5 for the year of 2010, one of those will be yours. And along with that $30 pledge, you will also get Friends of CITR card, which will give you discounts throughout the Vancouver area. Places that you normally shop at. Places that have the sign posted and places that are friends of CITR. If you pledge $60, well, you get access to one of those CDs. You also get that Friends of CITR card. And there is a record bag published for the first time this year. It includes our wonderful new logo with the camel case. And if you pledge $101.90, you get all that. One of those CDs, such as what you're hearing in the background here. A Friends of CITR card, the record bag, and then a limited edition surprise, which is a fantastic record compilation full of local Vancouver artists. I believe the playlist has been finalized, so I think there's going to be some fineness there. My friend Wallace. Was basketball going to be on it or not? I don't remember, but I think the list is set. Those will be ready in January pickup, so again, I still have a coupon. It'll be ready, waiting once it's there. So we started on Tuesday, early in the morning. We started off at $0. In about a week's time, we reached just shy of 14,000. We still have to hit 30. Our plans at this point right now are $15,000, which we need to help operate the station. And then our next project is for $15,000 to help build a digital library. Stuff that the record labels at this point right now are sending us. MP3s, FLAC, all those various formats that are easily transmitted through the computer. But this is how they're sending them now. So there's a lot of great music out there from artists that, or labels that aren't able to press physical copies of things. We need to get those. We have existing CDs in our library. They need to be digitized as well, too, just to make sure we don't have any CD decay or any other sort of technological faults that way. I'm sure we'll have backup systems as well, too. It's going to be a robust system that houses all this. And in time, along with those 30,000 CDs we have, we also have 10,000 records. We have almost 5,000 7-inches. Those will be digitized one day. It'll be a bit of a painstaking process, but with your help, we should definitely be able to do that. Call us at 604-822-8648. So you can hop online, www.citr.ca/donate. If the number amounts seem crazy, well, you can always do it in a payment plan. Install, just pay it monthly when you want. When you're talking about $30, that's only $2.50 a month. If we're talking $60, that's only $5 a month. It's not too bad, but pledge what you can. Call us. We have people waiting in the lounge. The lounge has been fitted out into our headquarters right now. We have people standing by, waiting by the phone lines, waiting for your call and your generous, generous donation. 604-822-8648. And at this point, Exploding Head Movies focuses on the cinematic wild side. So, of course, when we think about soundtracks nowadays, Tarantino is a big influence. So we're actually going to dig through a lot of Tarantino's little soundtracks that he's made, allowed us to refocus, not always being about the album tracks that could never be published by certain bands, some for profile. No, this is sort of looking through an extensive compilation of everything that Tarantino's listened to. So we're going to listen to some stuff from Pulp Fiction, Jackie Brown, Kill Bill, things like that. But we're going to start off with the act called The Stranglers. They come from Guildford in the old Surrey. They were formed in 1974. They were tied to the punk pub rock scene, driven mostly by bass keys and a weird, cheeky, misanthropic approach to life. They were early punk, per se, since a lot of the band members used to come from different established bands. Some even had jazz and classical backgrounds, but they became punk by association since they opened for the Ramones and Patti Smith. So we're listening to a couple tracks here. Honestly, two of the best songs that they've come up with. And this track helped open the 2000 film Sexy Beast. And it's really sort of cheeky. I have to concede that much, but it's a great driving rhythm. So from 1977, this is their single called Peaches. You're listening to CITR. Fun Drive 2010. Call us 604-822-8648 or www.citr.ca/donate. We'll be right back.
Some suntan lotion in that bottle of yours. Spread it all over my peeling skin, baby. That feels real good. All this skirt, lapping up the sun. Lap me up. Why don't you come on and lap me up? Sand dunes. I better go take a swim and see if I can cool down a little bit. 'Cause you and me, woman, we got a lot of things on our minds, you know what I mean? Walking on the beaches, looking at the peaches. Well, you just take a look over there. Well, what a bummer. I can't think of a lot worse places to be. Like down in the street, or down in the sewer, or even on the end of a skewer.
What amount is too much to donate to CITR's Fund Drive 2010?
No amount is too much.
What amount is too small?
No amount is too small.
So I could pledge $1 million?
Yes.
Or $1?
Yes.
Or some amount in between?
Yes.
How can I pledge?
Call 604 UBC Unit or visit CITR.ca.
Cool.
Golden brown, texture like sun. Lays me down with my mind, she runs throughout the night. No need to fight, never a frown with golden brown. Every time, just like the last, on the ship, tied to the mast. Two distant lands, takes both my hands, never a frown with golden brown. We'll be right back. temptress. Through the ages she's heading west. From far away, stays for a day. Never a frown with golden brown.
And you know this from films like Snatch, Royal Tenenbaums. That was Golden Brown by The Stranglers. Originally came on their 81 album, La Folie. And definitely a change happened from their pub rock days as it became more melodic, a little bit more mythological as well, too, as they sort of focused on the Men in Black myth about aliens and landings and stuff like that. And at this point, they're still touring. They have at least 16 albums out at this point. Their drummer, Jet Black, is about 70 years old. Fantastic stuff. And that's something that you may hear on other radio stations, but at the very least, maybe if you're not from Guildford, Surrey, maybe you are from Surrey itself, because CITR 101.9 FM does focus on a lot of local music. So call us, 604-822-8648. You've probably seen CITR. If you haven't been listening to radio station for a while, at the very least, if you've been to a lot of festivals and shows throughout town, you know, if you've been to Music Waste, Vancouver Folk Fest, the Jazz Fest, Latin Fest, Under the Volcano, its last 20th year finale shebang, and then things like the Victory Square Block Party. You know, event listings come on air. You always know what's going on. You hear about what's playing at the Biltmore Venue Media Club. There's Shindig always at the Railway Club as well, too. And in fact, if you are going to the Biltmore on Thursday, it is the Fun Drive Finale Party, where you can donate in person. There'll be a lot of local acts covering 90 songs. Things like The Manipulators, White Lung, some of the guys from Apollo Ghosts have merged with another band to be Rick White's Hair, the Hermetic. They were definitely part of Shindig. Rollmock, Fine Mist, and there's some surprise guests as well, too. So, you know, you can always just pledge now. Avoid the hassle that way. 604-822-8648. We are still just shy of $14,000. If someone in the next hour can donate at least $65,000, maybe you can partner with a friend, do something that way, we can get us to $14,000, because $13,935.87 is hard to read, especially if I do it that fast as well, too. But $14,000, that's a good start. That's a good goal post, Vancouver. Call us. Donate online. UBC Unit. Now, what we're hearing in the background is still some of the Peruvian music I played, and this is one of the promotional things that you can definitely get if you pledge a minimum of $30. And I've played a lot of Latin music like this in the past. I mean, the cinematic world is quite expansive. There's a lot of genres that you can tackle. And honestly, there's a lot of things to focus on. I mean, we've had guests talk about South African house, about the local music scene, like the girls used to rock, about cartoon bands, things like that. There's been extensive quality of stuff that I provide for you, stuff that's really hard to find elsewhere on the radio dial. Now, for personal connections, this is going to be a little bit odd, because I don't usually... I mean, the focus right now is Fun Drive, but one thing that I do have to sort of commemorate, usually when someone does pass away, there's usually a tribute of sorts. You know, Patrick McGoohan died, Isaac Hayes died, we had some tribute music for that, Maurice Jarre, Dennis Hopper. You know, we have to always have to commemorate the lives that have passed before. So, of course, one thing right now is that the family cat passed away. Unfortunately, Famke found her in a cardboard box somewhere in the outskirts of Thunder Bay 10 years ago. And unfortunately, due to something found in her abdomen last week, she had to be exit this mortal coil at this point. So what we're going to do is focus on a couple cat-related things, but this will segue easily into our Tarantino set. So we're going to start off with from Finland. This band's called Husky Rescue. They're from Helsinki. A little bit of ambient pop that way. Latest album is 2010 Ship of Light, which I'm going to focus on a couple weeks from now since Finnish Independence Day is on Monday. So, but we're listening from 2004 from their album Country Falls. This is Husky Rescue with Sweet Little Kitten. Call now, 604-822-8648, or go online, citr.ca/donate.
CITR, we do our best to keep up with the times. Yes, we too are disappointed by the lack of flying cars and hover bikes in 2010. But one thing we are doing is our library digitization project. This means we'll be able to look up and find your quests in the blink of an eye, that we won't have to worry about what happens when our out-of-print Cub CDs disintegrate, and that we'll be able to have more music catalog than our limited physical space could ever accommodate. So, between November 16th and 25th, donate to CITR's Fund Drive and help us leap into the future.
CITR Fund Drive 2010, November 16th to 25th. Visit CITR.ca to learn more.
Dude, buddy.
Hey, we're J+J+J, and I bet you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
The sitar.
We call it that. Do you?
You should. Unless you don't like sitars.
Heart that can never mend, these tears can never dry. Judgment made can never bend. See these eyes so green, I can't stare for a thousand years. Just be still with me. You wouldn't believe what I've been through. Putting out the fire with gasoline. Putting
It's been so long, Vancouver. 604-822-8648 or online. CITR.ca/donate. This is Exploding Head Movies, your cinematically inspired program here on UBC's quite warm, despite the winter chill, radio station here. We're out here in UBC. This is the city of Vancouver, the province of British Columbia, and this is your frequency, Vancouver. 604-822-8648. And of course, we just heard David Bowie there with the title track to the 1982 film Cat People, subtitled Putting Out the Fire, featuring music with Giorgio Moroder. And Bowie did record that for his Let's Dance album, and it's been covered by artists such as Tina Turner and Danzig. And of course, I have to say, separately, not together, separately. But of course, most of our context right now of that song is from Inglourious Basterds, Tarantino's recent film featuring World War II, a little bit of a Western slash alternative history, let's just say, based on events that happened since, even though the song, it came from the 80s, it's anachronistic to the 40s, thematically it is spot on as actress Melanie Laurent on the eve of a plot in the Parisian theater. And Tarantino always loved the music from Cat People, but he always thought the film was bad. I can pretty much guarantee that the film is bad, but he always felt that the song needed some rescue. So for the rest of the show, it's going to be a whole bunch of Tarantino music, but at the very least, if you feel that this is the type of programming you like, why don't you pledge UBC Unit 604-822-8648. We're still at 13,935.87. But if you pledge $64.13, we will be at 14,000 towards our goal of 30,000. Now, one thing that you always do, if it is a frequency that you do own, is that you can always be part of the programming here. One of the nice little projects that we have here, sandwiched in amongst all our fantastic programming, is we do have the Listener Hour. And so if you pledge a minimum of $250, you'll get one of the random CDs I've been playing, like that one. And then there is the CITR record bag, the Friends of CITR card, offering you discounts throughout the Vancouver area. There is the special vinyl compilation coming out in January, for which you will have a coupon. There's only going to be so many printed, and you could have one of those. And with the $250, yes, you can always have a spot on the Listener Hour. And you can basically choose what to program whatever you want. And based on that, you can always determine if you can volunteer here at the station. Because programming is controlled by us. So by default, if you decide to become a member inspired by whatever you do with the Listener Hour, and based on the pledges and the pitches and the shows that you hear, you can always become a member. You'll have access to our studios. You'll undergo the training to go on air. And you can eventually become the media. But as well, too, we have a whole bunch of other things as well, too. Discorder, our magazine that's been running for so long. 25 years or more. Actually, that's well over 25 years at this point. It is something that you can always write reviews for. Check out shows. Discorder itself is going to have its own radio show on shortly. I think they may have had their debut already because a lot of times I'm not sure exactly what's going on. That's not a big surprise. But at the same time, it is a great variety show featuring all the great writing that we have for it as well, too. So become a member. Support the station. Share your voice and own your frequency. 604-822-8648. And there's been shows out there. Like earlier today, you heard Breakfast from the Brown. It's a brilliant, ambient way to start the day. They've been a staple on the show for decades. You have Chris Riffick with Parts Unknown. He actually requested the Dynamite song that we opened up things with, you know. We have The Jazz Show following me in a few short minutes with Gavin Walker. He predates FM. We have things like the Reggae Show on Sundays. We have Power Chord. The Metal Show is on Saturday. We have The Folk Oasis. We have Third Time's a Charm. We have Noise. We have a lot of wonderful programming here. But perhaps there's a void that you can fill. 604-822-8648. And now let's dive into the movies. So the most recent film before Inglourious Basterds was Death Proof. It was a part of Quentin Tarantino and Robert Rodriguez's project to bring back the grindhouse film of the 70s. Whether it was successful or not, it's hard to say. I mean, a lot of people dug the two films together when they did see it, but that was definitely a long time to be spent in the theater for something that sort of played up, you know, the sort of semi quasi unstable qualities of missing reels, bad audio, scratch prints. But some great music came out from that, and we're going to focus on with a French song written by Serge Gainsbourg, performed by Oui Young Ye Ye singer Francis Gall in 1964. In French, it was known as Laisse tomber les fils, but Eleanor Blake translated that, and as April March, This is a song we're quite familiar with now. So from the Death Proof soundtrack, here's April March with Chick Habit. Pledge now. CITR.ca/donate or call us. People are standing by. 604-822-8648.
CITR's Shindig 2010 finals are coming. Tuesday, December 7th at the Railway Club. There's been blood, there's been sweat, and brother, there's been tears. Not to mention jeers, cheers, and beers. After multiple rounds of competition, it's all coming down to this. Three bands will take the stage. One will emerge triumphant. This is your chance to say you saw the next big Vancouver band while they were still clawing their way up the ladder. Past winners have included Hidden Towers, Vancouver, and 3 inches of Blood. Everyone's got to start somewhere. So be there to see the start. Come to CITR's Shindig 2010 Finals, Tuesday, December 7th at the Railway Club. We'll be right back.
1969.
Ooh, let's bring this all closer together. All right, from 1969, that was Smith. Not the Smiths, but just Smith by itself. That was their take of Baby, It's You.
Originally done by the Shirelles.
Back in 1961, this doesn't sound as good. All right. And as well, too, the Beatles did cover that. Now you can hear me. What audio equipment do we have here? Fantastic stuff. Stuff that you can help pledge to make sure it keeps up and running all the time. www.citr.ca/donate. Or you can call us 604-822-8648. So yeah, the Beatles did their take of that Bacharach number. And Smith, not the Smiths, Smith singular. Their LA band, vocals there by Gail McCormick. And they also did a wonderful cover of the band for the film Easy Rider. Of course, in the background right now, we have Link Rain's Rayman with the theme from Rumble. Some of us know as Rumble, their 1958 instrumental song, banned based on the word Rumble itself, recorded with poked holes in the amps to simulate their live sound. And this is from the 1994 film Pulp Fiction. Most of us know Quentin Tarantino, despite the fact that he had Reservoir Dogs beforehand, helped write films like True Romance, Natural Born Killers. And this soundtrack had a serious surf vibe to it, which we'll definitely explore in the coming tracks here. But just want to let you know that, you know, I don't really have three microphones plugged in front of me right now. No, I don't. He doesn't. And the upkeep of this equipment does take your money, your pledges, your generous donations to help keep everything running smooth. The chair, which, you know, usually squeaks, but this time it doesn't. It has performance anxiety. Chairs have that problem. Furniture has that problem, but a new chair costs $100. Microphone, $150. Turntables cost $250. The computer, it always needs a bit of help. But of course, our big goal this time is to help build a digital library. It's going to cost us $15,000. We are so painfully shy of $14,000 right now. But if you call us, 604-822-8648, pledge online, citr.ca/donate. We'll be better equipped. We'll be tech ready. It will make for better radio. Of course it will. What we can do to help out. So we're going to cut over into a bit of the Tornadoes here in the background as this silence overwhelms from 1962. This is not the British band, the Tornadoes, that came out with the song Telstar. You can hear a little bit of the surf waves right there. And this has become a surf rock staple. Of course, we think of things like Dick Dale's Miserloo and Urge Overkill. They're taking the Neil Diamond song, Girl, You'll Soon Be a Woman. And, yeah, great bits from that 94 soundtrack. It did actually get re-released later, adding some of the missing tracks. So Rumble originally wasn't on the first soundtrack, but eventually five tracks were added. And you can find Link Ray there. So as we go on here, let me just remind you that at 9 o'clock it is the Jazz Show with Gavin Walker. I'm not sure exactly what's going to happen overnight. Ideally, at some point, we definitely would like to have more people appear. Because, I mean, we do have 24 hours of radio to fill on a regular day. Speaking of 24 hours, a couple weeks from now, we do have plans for a spoken word night. So what will happen is for 24 hours or 26 hours, it'll be all spoken word. So that'll be coming early in December. You'll be hearing the ads on CITR as things go along. Speaking of 24 hours, there is Thunderbird Radio Hell. That's been going on for many a year. And at this point, there was a moment earlier that we did have 24 hours of live bands playing in the lounge. And we are planning on bringing that back. We also do have Radio Art early January, featuring a whole bunch of noise and other experimental music that happens from the time. Women's Day programming will occur as well, too. We also have Black History Month. There'll be, I think, Asian History Month as well, too. Unique music, things that allow us to focus on more diverse voices. For instance, there's the homeless marathons that come broadcast out of Montreal all the time, too. We definitely provide that on air. We have interviews with many guests on location broadcasting. As I'm sure you've been listening to the station for the past 3 months, one awesome capability that we've had to do is we have the equipment now to connect onto the internet, broadcast live performances. If you listened Saturday, I think Diamond Rings was broadcast. If you listened Sunday afternoon, we were at the Main Street Vinyl Fair. All manner of things. Victory Square Party. And I believe the finale party, the Fun Drive finale on Thursday, November 25th at the Biltmore. That, I believe, will be broadcast live. So that's something that previous donations have helped. But, you know, equipment does degrade over time. Anyways, coming up next is Miriam McKee, an LA songwriter. This is If Love Is a Red Dress. 604-822-8648.
Thank you. Hi, this is Janice McKenzie, former CITR DJ and Discorder columnist, and now CITR Board of Directors Chair, and I am definitely going to be pledging during this year's Fun Drive. I hope you'll do the same. You can call during your favorite show at 604-822-8648 or go online to citr.ca/donate.
CITR Fun Drive 2010, November 16th to 25th. Visit citr.ca to learn more.
Dude, buddy.
I keep hearing you're concerned about my happiness, but all the thought you're giving me is conscience, I guess. If I were walking in your shoes, I wouldn't be worrying enough. You and your friends are worried about me. I'm having lots of fun. Counting flowers on the wall, that don't bother me at all. Playing solitaire till dawn with the deck of 51. Smoking cigarettes and watching Captain Kangaroo. Now don't tell me I've nothing to do. Last night I dressed in tails, pretended I was on the town. As long as I can dream, it's hard to slow the swinger down. So please don't give a thought to me, I'm really doing fine. You can always find me here and having quite a time. Counting flowers on the wall, that don't bother me at all. Playing solitaire till dawn with the deck of 51. Smoking cigarettes and watching Captain Kangaroo. Now don't tell me I've nothing to do. It's good to see you, I must go. I know I look a fright. Anyway, my eyes are not accustomed to this light, and my shoes are not accustomed to this hard concrete. I must go back to my room and make my day complete. Counting flowers on the wall, that don't bother me at all. Playing solitaire till dawn with the deck of 51. Smoking cigarettes and watching Captain Kangaroo. Now don't tell me I've nothing to do. Don't tell me I've nothing to do.
Now don't tell me I've got nothing to do. That was the Statler Brothers, their 1965 gospel country song, Flowers on the Wall, from Pulp Fiction. They were a staple on TNN in the 80s and 90s. And for 8 years, they opened up for Johnny Cash on a regular basis. In the background here, this is a Ventures written song by Nookie Edwards. This is the Lively Ones. This is Surf Rider. You're listening to CITR, Vancouver, 101.9 FM. It is the fifth annual Fun Drive here at the station. We're going to need your generous donations to help us keep operating this radio station. I did hear a phone call just a couple minutes ago. Not sure exactly what happened with that. So I believe, hopefully, this number has gone up from $13,935.87. Why don't you join in? Call 604-822-8648. You can pledge online, citr.ca/donate. Now, some of you might be podcast listeners more so, in that you're not listening live, so you don't get the benefit of calling in that way. So a lot of the swag that I've been pitching before about the Friends of CITR card, the record bag, the limited edition record, if you really want to spend a lot of money, you can always pledge $500, get everything I described, including the little CDs that we have, that we played earlier. You can always get a hoodie for $1,000, for $500, you can get a t-shirt with all that, $250. You always get the listener hour, where you can program your own hour of wonderful music that way. But speaking about the podcasts, if you are listening that way, it's hard to really sort of jump on that swag action if, you know, it's not available that way. But one thing I'll do and is I can always put a link to directly donate to Exploding Head Movies. That would be the name of the show. And you can always pledge that way, because you don't always have to pledge now. We definitely prefer now, just at least this way we have an idea what we're getting into. But from that link, you can definitely post online. The nice thing, too, is if you don't always want all that swag, you can always get a tax receipt, so your donation will be recognized. And that way, we don't fall into the dark ages. I mean, the podcast server, it's been running now for about 4 years or so. It might need a little upgrade soon. The people from Burley have been in. Burley's definitely had a history with CITR, since the people who helped deal with the original CART technology make the software that's used by schools, broadcasters, public stations, privately run stations. It's a fantastic editing job featuring all the music that and CART music that needs to be played. And that's something that we have to be trained on as well, too. All this needs constant improvements. And it's something that, you know, the technology doesn't stand still. Hardware, equipment, they do fail from time to time. And, don't let us fall to pieces. Something else might come and replace podcasts. We'll have direct brain chip implants of all the music you want to hear. Perhaps some of our multicultural programming, our African music, French, Indian, Spanish, Russian, Italian, Japanese, everything, multiple languages, stuff that you can't hear anywhere else. So Vancouver, it is time to own your frequency. www.citr.ca/donate, 604-822-8648. And now we're going to jump from Pulp Fiction ever so slowly to the film that he followed up with. He did have a four-movie set that way, where four directors tackled on little short stories, and that was Four Rooms. But in the background here, this is Elliot Easton's Tiki Gods, Monte Carlo Nights from 1997's Jackie Brown. A bit more of a soul R&B flavor that way. If you like soul shows, just shake a tail feather. Friday nights. When sports is on, it's from 10 till midnight. A fantastic bit, something I filled in on occasion. There are programs. There's the hip-hop shows. You'd think about crimes and treasons. There are the folk shows, Folk Oasis. Saturday mornings, the entire block there is the Saturday Edge. Tuesday morning, 6 a.m., bright and early. It may not even be bright at 6 a.m. I've only heard about that time. It's Pacific Picking, Andrea and Arthur. Bluegrass, folk, Dixie. Wonderful stuff that way. There's music to cover everything here. And then there's whatever I end up doing here on Exploding Head Movies. And we're going to dive into the Brothers Johnson, their take of Strawberry Letter number 23. But why don't you write a letter, send a postcard, or make a phone call. 822-8648, www.citr.ca. We'll keep pitching. We're here till Thursday, until the fun drive ends. We're hoping for 30,000. In the next 20 minutes, I'm hoping for 14,000.
Freedom flies, a present. CITR 101.9 FM is Vancouver's home of great independent music, spoken word programming, news from around the world, and plenty of coverage of UBC events. Admittedly, we're doing an awesome job, but we can't do it alone. That's where you come in. Make a donation during CITR's Fun Drive 2010, happening November 16th to 25th, and you can help keep CITR on the air. Call 604-UBC-UNIT or visit citr.ca to make your donation today.
From 1970 from Philadelphia, that was the Delphonics with Didn't I Blow Your Mind This Time, which you can also find on the phenomenal soundtrack to 1997, Jackie Brown. And hopefully, CITR 101.9 continues to blow your mind as we continue through Fun Drive. We are on day 7 of day 10, or at least of 10 days. We're shooting for 30,000. Obviously, we got our work cut out for ourselves in the next 3 days to make up the difference, because we're still just shy of 14,000. Please, call in. Jonathan Brown, host of Shameless, is standing by, waiting for your call. 604-822-8648. If not, we have little robots sitting out on the internet waiting for you to hop on to citr.ca/donate with all the appropriate info that way. You can pledge online safely and securely. Get your tax receipts. And if you phone in, you can get some swag. We have some CDs, minimum pledge of $30. You get your friends a CITR discount card. For $60, you get all that. And a record bag for 101.9. you get a limited edition vinyl record. And in the background, we're listening to the theme from Ironside by Quincy Jones, which allows us to segue into Kill Bill. We still got some time left to play here. And this is the full-length version. The original, the North American version of the Kill Bill soundtrack, Volume 1, did only had the little short burst of the little siren that indicates that something's about to go wrong. But here's the full length on the Japanese edition. And we'll kick into a few cues here, starting with the deceased Isaac Hayes. Back in 2008, when he passed away, I did a full episode tribute of all his stuff. Shaft, Chuck Turner, fantastic stuff from his Black Moses album, Hot Butter Soul. And what we're going to do from Kill Bill, we're going to listen to Run, Faye, Run. Call now, 604-822-UNIT. Unit. And also CITR.ca/donate. Unfortunate thing about the pan flute is that is now your busker standby for meeting. But of course, this is Zamfir here. The bar standard as it comes for the pan flute. Use a lot of Morricone films just for that meaning of loneliness as you look over the hills and whatnot. And this is Lonely Shepherd This appears on Kill Bill Volume 1. Once this sort of eventually sort of fades off, we'll have a little bit of something from Volume 2. Something that Tarantino's always thought about, maybe thinking of Kill Bill Volume 3, based on perhaps a revenge part on one of the small kids. Perhaps revenge on Uma Thurman's character. It is just about got 7 minutes left here before 9 o'clock, before Gavin walks in with the jazz show. Predating FM, 1982. That's when everything started as CITR hopped on that way. UBC's radio started in 1937 as part of the student club. In the 60s and 70s, it was broadcast through cable with on-campus through the electrical system somehow. But with a sweet 49 monowatts, 101.9 FM became available in 1982. That's been boosted somewhat significantly, although basically at this point, 590 watts. I know there are always plans afoot for us to get a stronger signal, but we have to be careful with our sister station over in Victoria, CFUV. We have to be careful with those guys on 101.7 and Nanaimo as well, too, since they seem to cut in on our angle. But it's radio. You're listening to this radio, and you are listening to Exploding Head Movies, CITR, 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Fun Drive 2010. Fun Drive number 5. We're still shy of 14,000. One thing I don't have access to, though, is the online submission. So if you've donated before 9 p.m. Pacific here, I haven't seen it yet. But I'm sure this will be posted, updated in time. At the very least, you can always just click on the podcast link and donate that way. If you can't donate live, if you've been picking this up in iTunes, through FeedBurner, through whatever mechanisms you have to download the MP3 on a weekly basis. And, yes. What else can I say? 604-822-8648. And what we're going to do is, once our wonderful bit from The Chase kicks in, from Kill Bill Volume 2, we're going to close with a little something from the film Almost Famous. Not that Elton John isn't heard much on other stations, but it is a six-minute song that we'll be sort of closing things off with. Some people say Hold Me Closer, Tony Danza. That song title is wrong, so what we're going to do is going to listen to Tiny Dancer, a little bit of refuge for those who need something musical to spin around with. It is an object of desire, something to hold on to hope to, and we hope that you get a chance to help contribute to your station. Vancouver, BC, Lower Mainland, to all the ships in the harbor and the sea and the inlets, 101.9 FM, CITR, Vancouver. So take care of yourselves, Vancouver. Next week, what do we have? Well, I think at this point it's going to be featuring another Italian composer. Of course, the name I didn't write down, but a couple weeks from now, it'll be Finnish Independence Day, so I'll be playing some Finnish music. I know Kellarisa is due with a new album soon. We'll see if we can talk to her. If not, we do have some of her Finnish songs that she's performed. But at the very least, there are 3 days left in Fun Drive. Stay tuned. Stick your dial. Keep it on 101.9 FM. And we'll see you at the Biltmore at the very least, Thursday, November 25th. It's the Fun Drive finale. All your local bands playing your favorite 90s covers. So take care of yourselves. We'll see you next week. Keep pledging. 604-822-8648. Go to www.citr.ca/donate. I'll be manning the phones till midnight, so if you need something to donate for Gavin, the jazz show, I'm sure he has something special lined up for you. I'll be there, listening in. Take care of yourselves. See you in 7. Thank you.
tickets out for gone. Turning back, she just laughs. The boulevard is not that bad. Piano man, he makes a stand in the auditorium.
CITR has long been an ally of the local arts community. We sponsor festivals like the Vancouver International Film Festival, Queer Film Festival, and the Fringe Theatre Festival. We also provide in-depth arts reporting on News 101 and the Arts Report. Make a donation to CITR's Fund Drive 2010 and help ensure that the local arts community has an independent media ally. Call 604-UBC-UNIT or visit CITR.ca to make your donation.
CITR Fund Drive 2010, November 16th to 25th. Visit CITR.ca to learn more.
Do not forget that. That's very important. 604-822-8648. UBC unit. Stay tuned now for The JS Show with Gavin Walker coming up. The time is a few seconds after 9 p.m. on this chilly evening. We're also on the web, of course, which is www.citr.ca.